Remember, for more information on diabetes or more information on the show, like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Again, all morning long, we're talking about diabetes. My next guest joins me over the phone. Jackie Nugent is the author of the book, The Clean and Simple Diabetes Cookbook, flavorful, fuss-free recipes for everyday meal planning. It's our pleasure to welcome Jackie to the show this morning. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Rodney?
I'm doing great. Now, Jackie, I understand that you are an award-winning cookbook author. Who knew? What was it like for you to win this award?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think it was something that I've wanted to do for years. I actually was cooking since the age of 3 with my mom. So, I mean, it basically is a whole lifetime of work. I'm like, okay, yay, someone does recognize that this is something that I can do and I'm decent at it, and it's rewarding to win a reward.
All right, there you go. And so what cookbook was that for?
That was for my very first one, actually, the All Natural Diabetes Cookbook. That was the very first award, and I've won a couple others since then. But
look at you.
Yeah.
Now, one of the first things that I noticed when I looked at the book, the cover of this book, that it has the American Diabetes Association logo on it. What does that mean for the reader, for those that will be cooking from this book?
Well, the American Diabetes Association is the publisher of the book, so I followed all of the guidelines that they recommend when following a diabetes diet. So it means that you're going to be getting nourishing recipes, and you're not going to be getting things that your body doesn't need. Your body doesn't need things like artificial ingredients and lots of extra sugar. You're not going to get that in this book, but basically from their guidelines, their helpful guidelines, I then added my own twist, of course. So I just wanted to make sure things were easy. Because of all my cookbooks, people always say, well, I like your recipes, but I don't have 20 minutes to spend in the kitchen anymore. Now I only have 10. So I'm like, okay, I need to get some faster recipes out there. So that's where this one came in.
Okay, so was that the whole inspiration behind this book?
It sure was, yeah. I wanted to follow still my the all-natural guidelines that I always have followed. And originally why I started writing in that quote-unquote natural arena is because when my dad was diagnosed with diabetes, that was maybe like 15 years ago. And at that time, there was nothing on the market that fit that criteria. It was basically, okay, you can eat these ingredients, but then it's full of all of these other things that you can't read on the label. I'm like, I don't want my dad to be eating all of these products and following all these recipes when he's supposed to be eating healthier, and I think this is going the wrong direction. So I'm like, I think it's good to get back to more fresh foods and fresh ingredients and things with using ingredients where you can actually read the ingredient label. So that's where it all got started.
And so I think that's really important, because I think a lot of times when you have people that are newly diagnosed with diabetes, generally speaking, I don't think they are very educated on what they should and should not eat.
Well, there is a lot of misinformation, I would say, because mm-hmm. sometimes people think that they have to just completely change everything that they've done, or they can't eat a slice of birthday cake ever again the rest of their life for all of their birthdays, and mm-hmm. that's simply not true. So it's basically how you go about eating your carbohydrates throughout the day. So, for instance, if you wanted to have a big spaghetti dinner, maybe that's not when you have your slice of birthday cake. So mm-hmm. that's a lot of carbs all at one time, and that's going to go a little bit overboard. But it's like, okay, if I want spaghetti, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll do the whole wheat spaghetti instead of the regular spaghetti. And maybe instead of loaded with noodles, it'll be loaded with vegetables. So instead of like that 2 cups of noodles, it might be 1 to 1.5 cups of noodles, but loaded with vegetables. So it actually is more volume of food, and you're more satisfied overall anyway. And then, of course, things like sugar, it's not going to affect your body that much differently than any other type of carbohydrate in the long run, but you're not getting nutrients along with that. So basically, you just want to keep sugar to a minimum and plan that within your overall carbohydrate intake. And if you can avoid it, great, because you're not getting a lot of other benefits with that sugar, other than, of course, taste. And there are a lot of other ways to get taste.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, all morning long, we're talking about diabetes. On the phone with me is Jackie Nugent. She is the author of the book, The Clean and Simple Diabetes Cookbook. Now, let me ask you this. Now, we talk about, and you use this word in the cover of your book, clean. What does it mean to be clean and for clean eating? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, a lot of people have varying definitions of it, but basically to me, it's just another name for natural. It's just another name for avoiding those ingredients on labels that you can't really decipher. So it's like as simple as possible of ingredient list. So for instance, let's say you're looking at trying to decide between two different products on the market. So maybe it's that spaghetti sauce. And you're like, okay, well, this one has four ingredients in it, and I can read every one of them, and now you put it in a recipe. This other spaghetti sauce has 15 ingredients in it, and 10 of them I can't even understand. I would never put these in a recipe. So basically, if you think you could actually buy it in a grocery store and put it in a recipe and prepare it in your own kitchen, that's what clean is to me. So it's just... it's basically a more modern word for natural, I guess you could say.
Okay. Now, before we even get to the book and start cooking, we need to plan our meals. And that begins with a shopping trip to your grocery store. What advice would you offer diabetics in terms of their next shopping trip?
You want your grocery cart or your basket. I use baskets because I go to the grocery store every day. But I would say make sure that your cart looks like your plate should look. So basically, your plate ideally will be filled with about half veggies and the non-starchy veggies. So filling up half that plate with salad, with peppers and mushrooms and broccoli and asparagus and zucchini, all of those wonderful vegetables, that's what we want our cart to look like. So our cart should be filled with lots of veggies. You don't have to start there first. But when you finish your grocery shopping trip, when you're headed to the checkout lane, take a browse through your cart. I'm like, does it look like your plate is supposed to look like? That would be a good check.
All right. Now, today the trend seems to be plant-based eating. In fact, we see a lot of these fast food restaurants are offering plant-based burgers. How does the plant-based eating trend fit into your cookbook?
Well, I would call the book Plant Forward, so meaning that you can eat plant-based and follow the cookbook, and you'll have plenty of recipes to follow a plant-based diet, but you don't have to follow 100% plant-based, meaning in my cookbook I still have some chicken recipes, turkey, and some fish recipes, so and eggs as well. So you can still eat a regular diet, so to speak, but in a plant-forward way. But plant-based can mean various things to various people. So plant-based can be 100% plant-based, in other words, kind of like a version of a vegan diet. Or it can be plant-based, meaning half of your plate is vegetables, and that's going to be plant-based as well. So it depends on what your definition is. But so to avoid confusion, I like to use the term plant-forward when kind of describing what my cookbook is about.
All right. Again, this morning we're speaking to author Jackie Nugent. She's the author of the book, The Clean and Simple Diabetes Cookbook. Now, another trend that we are seeing is meal prep, and I think that is so popular nowadays. Tell us about how you approach meal prep in your cookbook.
Well, I kind of leave it up to the individual how you like to approach meal prepping, if you even like to approach meal prepping. Mm-hmm. Some people just like to, you know, cook a little bit every day, and that's great. And some other people like to spend Sunday, like a couple hours on Sunday, doing a lot of prep. So it really is flexible and depends on how you like to do that. But I did include in the cookbook some menus. There are 2 weeks of menus when cooking for four, or 2 weeks of menus if you're cooking for one. And if you're cooking for two, you just basically multiply the menus for one, and you get what you need. And basically there, I like to suggest preparing things in two separate days of the week rather than one. I think can sometimes be overwhelming to some people, and then your food isn't necessarily all that fresh at the end of the week. So I usually suggest kind of Sunday and Wednesday being the days that you kind of spend time to prepare some of the recipes in advance, or parts of the recipes in advance, so you don't have to spend those 20 plus minutes in the kitchen every day.
One thing about the 2 weeks planning is that, you know, my wife is always saying she's the cook in the house, and she always says, you know, she's always looking for new recipes because she gets tired of cooking the same old thing.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, some people like plans. My dad is one of those people. I'm like, just tell me what to eat and I'll do it. So, and it's just like, okay, here's what to do. And then some people, you know, are a little bit more like, I'm a little more wishy-washy, or I eat out a lot, so I can't necessarily follow a plan that well. So it's just, I don't kind of box anyone into anything that they that won't fit their lifestyle. But if you need a 2 week menu plan, I've got one for you.
So, Jackie, I'm looking through the book. I'm looking at the recipes. I'm looking at the pictures, and everything looks so delicious. And I think the problem is, if you have diabetes, most people have the mindset, okay, I have diabetes, but I can't eat anything that tastes good.
Yeah, that's actually one of the myths. So yeah. And that's what one thing that I focus on because. Even though I followed very strict health guidelines, my number one key was always, okay, does this recipe taste good? So basically, after testing every recipe, I'm like, okay, I gave it kind of a score. Like, I was in school. I'm like, is this an A? Is this a B? And I strive for A's. I like straight A's. So that's what I was going for. So, if, you know, my philosophy is if it doesn't taste good, you're not going to want to keep eating it. And when you have diabetes for anyone, really, for any type of diet, if you don't like what you're eating, you're not going to want to keep doing it. So I want people to keep eating these recipes and keep enjoying them. And you absolutely can. So especially if you really start to embrace a lot of different vegetables, I think that's one way you can add so much color to recipes. And you can also make them much more interesting throughout the seasons by using different vegetables. But I don't just focus on vegetables. I know I talk about them a lot, because they're so important. But just, you know, play up things with herbs. So it could just be changing an herb in a recipe or changing a spice in a recipe. One of the spices that I love using is cinnamon. And that's just, there is actually some research that cinnamon may play a role in regulating blood sugar, which is a good thing if you have diabetes. So I suggest, you know, the next year salt and pepper shaker, put some cinnamon, and every once in a while sprinkle some on a recipe. It's great in savory recipes that you might be surprised about. So even just like with those vegetables, if you like, I don't really like green beans all that much. Well, have you tried it with cinnamon? And you're like, oh, maybe now I do like my green beans. So you never know.
Okay. So what about those special occasions like holidays, and you talked about birthdays and special celebrations? They can be very difficult for diabetics. You offer some very diabetic friendly special occasion recipes as well. Let's talk about that very quickly.
Sure. Well, I mean, just like any other day, you need to still follow the same guidelines that you follow. And you're right. It can be a little more challenging because there's more food available, or maybe it's not necessarily the types of foods that you find that easy to manage the portion size of. But so I suggest, again, it goes back to how I suggest filling up the card and filling up your plate. Start by filling up your plate with like half of it with non-starchy veggies, or half your bowl with non-starchy veggies. And then all the rest is kind of going to fall into place a little bit easier. So, for instance, if it's a lasagna and it's like something that you're at a special occasion and you had no control over what goes on in this lasagna, if you filled up half of your plate with a salad first, for instance, then it's like, okay, now the lasagna is not going to take up the entire plate. I only have so much room to fit that lasagna. So it might just be meaning a smaller portion of that lasagna. But by all means, fill up your plate with everything else that you know is going to be fall into your healthful guidelines. And if you're going somewhere, take something that you know you can enjoy. Take an appetizer from the book. And then, you know, like, okay, well, I have this to start with. So by the time the meal comes, I'm going to be relatively satisfied, and I won't think I need such a large portion anymore. But I don't want to harp on the portion so much, because what I find is when you're really focused on those nutrient-rich foods, you might actually find your meals to be more satisfying and more filling, because you're getting greater portions the veggies make your plate look like you're eating more. Plus, you're getting more fiber, which is going to be satisfying. So what I find is when people start eating a little bit more plant-based, or like I like to call it, plant-forward, you're finding that the meals are more satisfying. So even if some of the portion is smaller, some of it is going to be larger, and overall you're going to find your meals to be that much more satisfying.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning, Jackie. If our listeners would like to find out more about the book, The Clean and Simple Diabetes Cookbook, how can they find out more?
They can just go to my website. It's JackieNugent.com. That's JackieNugent.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thanks, Rodney.
We've been speaking to Jackie Nugent. Again, the title of the book is The Clean and Simple Diabetes Cookbook, Flavorful, Fuss-Free Recipes for Everyday Meal Planning. Well, that's it for this edition of the show. Remember, for more information on the show or more information about diabetes, you can head to our Facebook page. We'll have more information there. Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.